Did somebody just insult me on the text line?
Yeah, you know, that's a daily occurrence, maybe an hourly occurrence.
What'd they say this time?
Did Joe comb his hair with a firecracker today?
That's interesting that they say that, because I've been trying. My God, am I going bald as I look at that? But I still have hair on the top of my head. And I've been trying hair gel the last few days and pushing my hair back. Have you noticed that? Is it working? You can say if it's not.
There's not much to push back anymore.
Yeah.
You might need one of those hair supplement things to bring it back.
There's no pushback. What do? I can't go with the bald look. I don't have a Malzi-like cranium.
No.
It would be horrifying if I went all bald, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I don't think that would work.
I'm stuck here. I'm stuck between a rock and a bald place. I don't know what to do. What do I do?
Wear a hat for the rest of your life?
It doesn't matter. I'm married. I don't care how I look anymore, obviously, right? You do.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, you have to. You're young. But it's all over for me. Can we continue the six-pack?
No, stop it.
Chris Hoke joining us at 11. I have a project for Chris today. Are you excited about this?
I am, yes.
Well, you don't know of it yet.
That's correct, but I'm always excited if it's your project.
I was at this event last night I told you about, the Origins of Football, celebrating the publication of a couple books, including a Dick LeBeau book with George Von Banco on the 08 great Steeler defense. And in that book, Dick LeBeau gives you one brief description, memory of each player on that great defense. Should we ask Hokie to do the same?
I think we should. Because,
we will.
Knows firsthand.
Yes, we will. And I have LeBeau's description of Hokie to read to Hokie. We may see tears in the office today.
Tears or anger.
Crack one, would you? Let's talk about a man who we don't talk about much anymore, Mr. Clint Hurdle. And I'm thinking of Clint Hurdle today because October 1st, we celebrated the 11-year anniversary of the incredible wild card game against the Reds. We all know about that. I didn't realize that that was also the anniversary, I think the 17-year anniversary of the greatest home game in Colorado Rockies history, at Coors Field. That was the day they had that amazing September run under Hurdle, right? Where they were out of it and won a million games in a row. Came down to the final day, they need to win to get in. And there's a wild card tiebreaker. And they fall behind the Padres 8-6 in the 13th inning and score three in the bottom of the 13th to win 9-8. So he tweets out the other day, basically, you know, I can't believe that October 1st is both of these anniversary dates. And on top of that, he tweeted from last night on the scoreboard in Kansas City that he had the record until Bobby Witt Jr. broke it last night of the youngest Royal with an RBI in a postseason game.
Isn't that cool?
And Hurdle tweets out, let's say you hold a record for 46 years, but you never know you had the record until it was broken by one of the best players in MLB. And friends let you know so truthfully, you never realized you had a record at all. Is it still a record? Is it still a record, he says, if you never know you had it?
Yeah.
I feel good for Clint Hurdle today. It's a long-winded way of saying I remember him fondly. It ended poorly. Most relationships do, right?
Yeah,
most do.
I feel good. I feel pretty good for Clint. I'm happy about what's happened here. Got the chance to actually talk to him during that a couple days ago. Reach out to him about 11 years. Clint was telling him about the game. And
wait, why did you reach out to him?
Just because it was the 11-year anniversary of the 2013
Wild Card game. Were you doing a story or something?
No, I was just wanting to hear some of his old memories, and it was pretty cool.
Wait a second, you just dialed him up and said, "Hey, Clint, it's City Limits. Let's talk about."
No, I sent him a text message.
Oh, I didn't. So you have a nice relationship with Hurdle.
I'd like to believe so. Yeah,
he knows who you are
based off of Twitter.
Okay,
because he's become very active on Twitter.
What is happening here? It sounds like a Manti Te'o situation. Your friendship with Hurdle is all through Twitter. So you felt.
Oh, I've met him in person multiple times.
All right, well, that's different. But to feel comfortable enough to just text him and say, hey, let's talk about October 1st. That came out of the blue limits.
Well, no, because like he made a post and I like sent it to him and was just kind of saying about, you know, old memories and stuff like that.
Oh,
this is not the
okay.
rabbit hole that I meant to get down. But
it kind of jumped off the page. I didn't know what you meant. I like this, though. This is wonderful.
I feel good for him.
I'll remember him very fondly. When Clint Hurdle was at the height of his powers here, he was kind of a larger-than-life figure. He predicted the Pirates would get to 95 wins in 13. We all laughed at him. I went to cover the final series in Cincinnati. He looked at me and said something to the effect of, well, I guess I didn't get there, did I? I predicted 95. We're only going to get 94. I said, yes, that'll be the headline on my column tomorrow. Hurdle fails in prediction for Pirates. But he was a major figure, and he was fun. Remember Bucktober? It's been a while since we had a Bucktober around here. Remember Abso-Buckin-Lutely? Do you remember that limit?
I still have the T-shirts.
It's so great. He was great. He took the Pirates to 95 wins and a wild card win in game 5 of a playoff series.
Yeah, and he did it in year 3, which is typically that big launching point for a manager to be able to take off and find the success. And I mean, it just showed that everything meshed and everything gelled. It is hard. It is hard to win, especially the number of amount of games that they did with 98, the break off the 2013 streak. And unfortunately, there's a streak that's building now. It's been 9 years since they've gone back.
He probably burned out. And yes, like I said, most relationships in sports and life end poorly. Okay. To me, by far the bigger story with Hurdle, and for that matter, Huntington's tenure, is that they actually raised a franchise from the dead is what they did. That's all they did. Just raise a franchise from the dead.
I can't believe you called me Manti Te'o.
I didn't know what was happening there. It leaped off the page. All right, Najee Harris is a topic before we get to Hokie. I guess he's been ripped again by Zaire Franklin. In fact, they spent a whole segment on this podcast ripping this guy. Where I guess, was it Najee delivered the double bird before the game on the video screen? Is that a fact?
That's correct.
Okay. So Zaire Franklin called him soft after the game, said 84 runs harder. The notion of Najee being soft is ludicrous. He's one of the hardest runners I've ever seen. That doesn't mean he's good right now or was good in that game, but he's certainly not soft. But here's what he says now, Zaire Franklin. I don't know the guy personally. I wouldn't say I have personal feelings toward him, but what I will say is, I mean, first of all, he flipped the double birds at our fans. That's the only thing I'm saying. He doesn't have to do that. That's where I'm at with it. Like, bro, I'm rocking with Indy. You're flipping off my city. And then they went on to sort of denigrate Najee for a while there. How do you feel about this, Limits? He's not that guy. That's what they said. He's not that guy.
It's sports. It's the back and forth jawing nature of sports. I have no problem with it. I really don't. Highly competitive guys at the top of their game playing against each other where one disrespects another. Of course, when you win, you're going to take a shot back at somebody.
Do you think things at all erupt? If this were to go south this season a little bit, with Najee and or the team, do you think this, speaking of ugly endings, do you think this would be an ugly ending with Najee and the Steelers?
Well, he's not going to quit at halftime like LeGarrette Blunt and ask to be out of here right away. If that's
that
what
wasn't halftime. That was with seconds left in the game, but I get your point.
Yeah, I don't see it happening because I feel like Najee at the same time, he needs to make sure that his market value, whether that's on-field production, but also locker room, because that stuff spreads.
Yeah.
Is as clean and as good as it can be. So, no, I don't feel like it's going to get that bad.
I think these guys may have even broached the Trent Richardson. They may have even tread into Trent Richardson territory. Am I right about that? Did you happen to see the transcript of this?
I don't think so.
All right. I wonder, because Najee is a very spirited, outspoken guy. Very prideful. And you have to believe he was severely wounded, whether he says it or not, by them not giving him the fifth-year option. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, I even said that I would have given him the fifth-year option. Now, right now, is it the better decision that they didn't?
So
probably.
Probably. I don't know. I actually liked the way he ran for much of the first 3 weeks of the season. I think there may be an overreaction here. Having said that, I feel like you can get a lot of guys to give you the same production that he gives you, honestly. Now what may separate him is getting him out of the backfield more and getting him the ball in the pass game. He actually had some good plays, even in Indy, where once he gets ahead of steam on a little swing pass, things like that, plus he can do some receiver things down the field. We saw him beat Indy one time like that on a pass from Kenny Pickett. You remember him? Limits.
How could you forget?
Little hands, played at Pitt.